The victims of gun violence are often left physically or psychologically broken. So reducing these shootings in the city that I love has been one of the greatest accomplishments of my career. And it's with that in mind that I want to announce my retirement today. It's time for someone else to pin these four stars to their shoulders. These stars can sometimes feel like you're carrying the weight of the world.
This is his very first one-on-one interview since announcing his retirement. Eddie Johnson, retiring as Chicago Police Superintendent, and he joins us now. Eddie, thanks for coming on with me. It's been a pretty emotional last few days for you.
Yeah, it is, Pete. Thanks for having me today. But, you know, everything changes, and it's just that time for me.
You know, Chicago can't keep secrets. This has been going on for a week. It's the worst-kept secret in Chicago.
Agreed.
What did you think about that? You knew that you were going to announce at the end of the week, and people were speculating, front page of the newspapers, all over the news.
Yeah, I tell you, it was, I knew I was going to do it, and it was a little frustrating, I won't kid you, because, you know, you just want to do something like that and go out on your own terms, you know, and when it started leaking out, it was a bit frustrating. I will admit that.
Well, people speculate. They're questioning whether it's because of the investigation about when you fell asleep in your squad car. They're questioning your health. Why?
Yeah.
Why now?
Because, you know what, I tell you this, Pete. So at the police memorial in September, I had some conversations with the widows of three of the officers that got killed last year, Samuel Jimenez, Conrad Gary, and Eduardo Marmolejo. And after I talked to them, you know, I was talking to them, and I saw the pride because we were honoring their husbands, but I also saw the pain in their faces. And I tell you, I know that's difficult for them, but it's, you know, just as difficult for me being the head of the department. So when I sat down before the program, Mayor Lightfoot was sitting next to me, and I whispered to her, you know, we got to start talking about an end date for me because I'm getting there. And then, of course, you know, we took the trip to London following the Bears, and that was really the first time I had a vacation since I've been superintendent.
Really?
And I got to be honest, Pete, I felt like a normal person again, and I saw how much my family had missed having quality time like that, you know, as a family.
Right.
And so that pretty much did it. So people can speculate, and that's fine. I'm okay with that. But, you know, at some point you have to say, you know, enough.
Eddie, you have pictures of the fallen police officers under your watch in your office at work, and you look at them every single day. Why do you do that?
Just to remind me of the responsibility I have as the police superintendent to do everything in my power to give these officers out in the field the resources that they need so that won't occur again. You know, as a police chief, I got to be honest, Pete, I'm sure all over the country chiefs can attest to this, but you constantly think about them and you wonder, what could you have done to possibly prevent that tragedy from happening? You know, and the answer, you may never find an answer, and it might be nothing, but at the same time, you still feel horrible, you know, when it comes under your watch. So
right.
I keep them as constant reminders to keep me grounded and to motivate me to continue to do more.
We're talking with Eddie Johnson, retiring as Chicago Police Superintendent. I can't imagine the stress you bring home every single night, be it a police officer being shot. You're worried about the men and women working in your department. Halloween, we had a 7-year-old girl that got shot. You went to the hospital. How do you handle that?
Well, you know what? It's something that you have to come to grips with because, unfortunately, that's part of the job. But I tell you, at night when I get home, I got a 10-year-old here who kind of takes all of that off my mind because he's just a 10-year-old, so he doesn't understand all of that.
Right.
He just wants to do what 10-year-olds do, you know, and that really does help take my mind off of it.
2 years ago, you had major surgery. You had a kidney transplant. How's your health?
I'm great. As you know, I had the blood clot issue earlier in the summer.
Right.
But overall, I'm in a really good place. So I can't complain. You know, I have to make sure I continue to do the things that the doctors want me to do. But other than that, I feel wonderful and I appreciate you asking.
We looked at the average tenure of a Chicago police chief and it's right around 3.5 years. So you're right in that wheelhouse.
Yep. Because, you know, the pressures that come with it. It's enormous. It really is. And I'm right there, you know, just short of 4 years. So I think that that's enough. You know, it's time for someone else to come in with some fresh ideas and take a different view of what we're doing. But the point is, Pete, you know, we've gone a long way to bring the community back to their police department. And that is a lot of the reason we were able to bring those guys in custody so quickly with the 7-year-old, because the Latino community over there really reached out and gave us some tips and clues. And you can't do that unless you have that trust. So we just have to continue that momentum.
What changed when you took over? How did you gain the trust of the community again?
Well, you know, going out there and just talking to them and listening to them. I think one of the best things I did in retrospect was bringing a lot of our most vocal critics up to my office and just listening to their concerns. You know, so you have to listen to people, go out there with them, and not be afraid to get tough questions, because you're going to get that.
Right.
Everybody is not going to agree with everything that you do, but you can't be afraid of it. So I think being approachable like I was went a long way to bring the community, especially the Black and Hispanic community, back to the police department.
We've talked about that 100 times, Eddie. People just want to be heard, especially from the Chicago Police Department.
That's it. That's it. You know, I tell you this, Pete, from the time I was a sergeant, I realized that a lot of times, you know, they may know you cannot do everything they want you to do, but they appreciate you taking the time to listen to them. And sometimes, believe it or not, you can get those things done. So you have to continuously have that dialogue with them.
When you look back at your career, Eddie, the high highs and the low lows, what has been your biggest accomplishments over the past 3.5 years? And tell me some of the things that still bother you that you couldn't get done.
So in terms of the biggest accomplishments, I think bringing the community back together with the police department. We've made a lot of gains in our community relationship area. It's not where we want it to be, but it's certainly a lot better than it was. And I'm extremely proud of that. I'm also extremely proud of we were able to provide police officers the training and the coaching that they needed in terms of use of force. You know, we put that use of force policy out 2 times for public comment.
Right.
So the public and the police officers were able to craft that use of force policy. And as a result of that, in highlighting the sanctity of life and de-escalation, 2011, we had 91 police-involved shootings at this same time frame of that year. This year, we've only had 16. That's a phenomenal drop in terms of use of force. So I'm really proud of that. But one of the things I wish I could have finished that I won't be able to is I wish I could have brought the department entirely through the consent decree. Because I believe at the end of the day, that consent decree is going to make us a better department. So I wish I would have had time. But, of course, that's going to be another 4 or 5 years out at the minimum before we get done with that.
Interim Police Chief Charlie Beck. Tell me about Charlie.
Charlie is a great guy. You know, in 2016, we were in the midst of one of the most violent years we had seen in decades. And he was one of the first police chiefs from around the country to reach out to me to offer any advice, any knowledge, any resources that we might need in Chicago to help us turn it around. So he's probably one of 3 police chiefs, me included, that would loan a chief of staff to another department. And he loaned his chief of staff to us. And the end result of that was when we created the Strategic Decision Support Centers. So he understands what it takes to bring down crime. He understands what it takes to mend fences in the community, because let's face it, L.A. was in a consent decree, I think, for about 12 or 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
He was a chief for 8 years. And you know, we don't come into these jobs knowing how to do it. We have to learn it. You know, so I appreciate his friendship. I appreciate the fact that he loaned us his chief of staff, because now in Inglewood, one of the first districts we piloted that room, their violent crime year to date compared to when we started in 2016 is down 52%.
Wow.
And I never thought I'd see that. And citywide, our violent crime is down 38% from 2016. So we've made a lot of progress, and he certainly played a part in that, and I'm grateful to him for that.
I thought Charlie handled himself very well at the press conference when he said he was from L.A., doesn't know all the Chicago City streets, but will learn from people around him. Great answer.
Yep, absolutely, because you have to recognize the things that you don't know and be willing to acknowledge them because that's the only way you're going to learn it. So he's not coming in here pretending like he knows Chicago.
Right.
You know, so I'm sure he'll do a good job in getting us through the transition from me to that next person.
And what's the one piece of advice that you're going to give Charlie Beck?
What I would tell him is to keep that dialogue going with the minority community and be as transparent as he can.
Eddie, you're the best. You've been so gracious to come on since you took over. Every single time I've asked, you've come on, and I hope we see you before you finish out before the end of the year, because it's been a while since you've been in studio.
Yep. Oh, yeah, Pete. You'll see me, so I promise I'll come see you before I leave.
You're the best. That is Eddie Johnson, everybody, retiring as Chicago Police Superintendent at the end of the year. Thank you, Eddie.
Thanks, man.
Take care.